good girl.
Playing with his dog, Leba, is one of the few pleasures 42-year-old Russell Magabin has to keep his mind off the sobering reality that he might lose his home. Magadan is one of a growing number of Americans who could face home foreclosure in the coming months.
The only thing you can do is just keep hope and just keep believing that, something will resolve and, you'll be able to, stay where you're living.
Magadan bought this four-bedroom suburban Washington, D.C. home nearly 6 years ago for $310,000. In 2005, with property prices in his neighborhood soaring, he took out a home equity loan with a risky, adjustable interest rate to start up a retail business.
The way I planned it was that the store would be able to pay down that mortgage so I could refinance and get out of the precarious mortgage that I put myself in. It was a gamble. It was a huge gamble.
By 2007, the value of his home dropped, and the economic downturn forced him to close his store and file for bankruptcy. Out of work, he fell months behind on his mortgage payments. The U.S. House and Senate are considering separate proposals aimed at assisting at-risk borrowers. The Bush administration has its own programs. Bruce Marks of the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America says those proposals amount to a taxpayer bailout of the industry. His nonprofit company is trying to help homeowners deal with the lenders.
We got to force these servicers, the Wells Fargos, the Washington Mutuals, the Citigroup, the Chases, to restructure loans, meaning permanently reduce the interest rate to mortgage payments that the homeowners can afford.
Russell Magadan says he has a job now and rents out three rooms in his home to boost his income. But it's not enough to cover the more than $10,000 he owes the bank on top of his current mortgage payments, which rise every 6 months. He says he spends countless hours on the phone with representatives from the bank trying to work something out.
Is there any way I can talk to anybody that I can renegotiate that mortgage so I can get caught up and have a better monthly payment so I can actually afford to keep the house?
Like many homeowners, Magadan has been frustrated his lender isn't doing more to work with him.
I have a sense that they just want to foreclose the home and move on to another home. And foreclose that home and move on to another home and foreclose that home. 216.
But Magadan got some good news recently after a bank representative told him his foreclosure was temporarily put off.
Oh, great.
Many other families might not be so fortunate. The industry predicts that over the next 24 months, some 5 million homeowners will face foreclosure and have to find somewhere else to live. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Fairfax, Virginia.